While it's tempting to jump right into conducting observations and giving feedback, one of the most important concrete activities you can do is to learn about the teacher with whom you will be working. Whether that person is a peer or a teacher candidate, the more you learn about him or her as a professional and as a person, the better equipped you will be to engage in coaching. Introducing yourself and getting to know one another is a great first step. Find out about his or her background in teaching. Ask questions about his or her life, passions, hobbies, inspirations. Identify commonalities, as these commonalities are the beginning stages of forming connections, which are the foundation of relationships. Most importantly, share. By sharing, you are modeling for the teacher what you would want from him or her. As you disclose information through sharing, you become vulnerable, and that vulnerability requires trust. You'll be asking the teacher to share and be vulnerable. You must model that stance if you want a teacher to do the same. Likewise, practice good listening skills. Be attentive. Pay attention to your nonverbal communication. If you want a teacher to be open and honest, you need to do the same. Finally, ask why she or he teaches. Asking why will give you insight into the teacher's vision and beliefs about teaching. Scholars have used a tool called an espoused platform conference to unearth individual beliefs and aspirations. You can find some examples in the course. Also, here are some additional questions you can use when you meet the teacher. If you're interested in learning more about how to get started, Eliana Aguilar offers some excellent concrete examples in her book, The Art of Coaching.